former state lawmaker Jack Franks, a Democrat, was elected to chair the solidly Republican McHenry County Board. Before he took the role officially, he says he reached out to the 24 board members, 23 of whom are Republican.
I've called every person multiple times. I've written them multiple times, both hard copies, snail mail, as well as emails. So there's a lot of communication, but a few of them still don't like the outcome of the election and have not accepted it.
Winnebago County's new chairman, Frank Haney, worked in the insurance industry and is the former chairman of the Rock Valley College Board.
We want to follow this thing called our ACT initiative, and that is that Winnebago County government's going to be the most accountable, collaborative, and transparent unit of government in the state of Illinois. What is very unique about us is a beautiful balance, really, of urban and rural. And, you know, we're a county that is uniquely positioned in many, many ways to lead the comeback in the state of Illinois. We have many great assets. We have 86 units of government in Winnebago County. If you went to draw up how do you best serve taxpayers in the 21st century, I don't think it would take 86 units of anything to best serve our citizens, our customers. So looking at that as a piece of it, that's from a revenue reduction or an efficiency standpoint. In terms of growth of revenue, you know, it is not just raising taxes, and it might not be raising taxes at all. It's having a growth mindset. What are strategic initiatives we can put in place from an economic development standpoint that will help us grow our base, that's going to help us attract and retain young professional talent, that's going to help our existing businesses expand and help us attract new businesses to the area? We have to get better in Winnebago County at telling our story. We know we have some challenges, like every other county in the Midwest. But at the same time, we've really struggled to tell a story about what's truly exciting here. And there's a whole lot to be excited about with many of the things we have going on.
A centerpiece of Haney's campaign in Winnebago County is to issue report cards for departments and programs.
In the game of football, you want to know where the field goal posts are. And then you want to know, you know, for every time you try, you know, every 10 times you try to kick a field goal, how many times did the ball go through the uprights? Defining where the field goal posts are and then keeping track of how successful you are as you go about doing your business is something you've seen happen in the private sector and manufacturing for years, for decades. And in the game, and in sports, regardless of particular sport, you know, you always get the scoreboard to look up at. And so we're just building on that concept.
In McHenry County, Jack Franks wants to implement zero-based budgeting to keep a close eye on spending.
So instead of starting with last year's budget and building from there, which actually locks in waste and makes it almost impossible to eliminate, instead what we're going to do is we're going to start at zero. And every line item is going to need to be justified. They've never done it like that before. But if there's redundancies, we're going to cut them out. It's going to be a bit disorientating at first, but eventually we're going to be doing things differently and it'll just make sense. Change is hard. Overcoming inertia is always difficult, and people like familiarity. And that's been the biggest problem I've seen on the board so far. Their mantra always is, we've always done it this way. Well, they've always done it this way. And as a result, we have the highest property taxes in the nation. So whatever they're doing, it ain't working for the taxpayers.
Franks says McHenry County committee meetings are now live streamed. He says he wants to institute electronic voting so there can be a searchable database to track how individual members vote.
We need to throw back the curtain on our government and let the people know what we're doing. And I want the voters to be very critical of our action and to get more involved.
Transparency is also on Frank Haney's agenda, but not necessarily by choice. Haney inherits a board that is working to regain trust. The county's former purchasing director is now behind bars after a federal investigation revealed she stole more than $400,000 from Winnebago County coffers. Haney says new staff has been brought in to oversee spending.
There's no simple, quick, silver bullet way to earn trust with taxpayers or with your partners. So we're just going to do it one step at a time. We are going to over-communicate the brutal facts, what we find in our review process. We're going to over-communicate changes we make. And we're also going to not be afraid to admit we may make a mistake from time to time, but we are in a constant and never-ending improvement process.
But what are the chances of these two leaning on each other?
I don't know Mr. Franks personally, But we do have one thing in common is we've both, I think, are committed to good government in a state that has some struggles. We have very high tax rates in the state of Illinois. We need to work together as a team. And I'm very excited with partners like Mr. Franks. Although of a different party persuasion, I think we have many shared ideals and, you know, a lot of we're aligned in many of the things that we need to accomplish for the people we serve.
Jack Franks also sees areas of overlap.
Frank, he's got some really good ideas. I've read what he's trying to do and what his platform is, and it's exciting. I want to work with him and help him get it accomplished there as well as here. I've met with Aaron Lawler from Lake County, who's brilliant. And I'm learning from him. Dan Cronin from DuPage. I work very closely with Dan, and he's a Republican, and we work together on passing the law to allow the counties to be able to consolidate redundant governments. So Dan has actually implemented some of those, and he claims, and what he says is DuPage County is going to save about $13 million as a result. So I'm meeting with Dan, and he's going to give me some ideas as well of what we can do in McHenry County to do the same. So I think we're all in this together, and all of us have to collaborate, because if we don't work together, our area is never going to reach the potential that we should have because of our crushing property tax burden. So we have to be more creative and more collaborative.
And both men agree that means a lot of work ahead. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.